That's exactly where I disagreed with him. I said I'd bet $1,000 that Jesus never sent old Judas to hell. I still would, too, if I had $1,000. I think any one of the disciples would have sent him to hell and all, and fast, too. But I'll bet anything Jesus didn't do it. Old Childs said the trouble with me was that I didn't go to church or anything. He was right about that, in a way. I don't. In the first place, my parents are different religions, and all the children in our family are atheists. If you want to know the truth, I can't even stand ministers. The ones they've had at every school I've gone to, they all have these holy Joe voices when they start giving their sermons. God, I hate that. I don't see why the hell they can't talk in their natural voice. They sound so phony when they talk. Anyway, when I was in bed, I couldn't pray worth a damn. Every time I got started, I kept picturing old Sonny calling me a crumb bum. Finally, I sat up in bed and smoked another cigarette. It tasted lousy. I must have smoked around 2 packs since I left Pensy. All of a sudden, while I was laying there smoking, somebody knocked on the door. I kept hoping it wasn't my door they were knocking on, but I knew damn well it was. I don't know how I knew, but I knew. I knew who it was, too. I'm psychic. "Who's there?" I said. I was pretty scared. I'm very yellow about those things. They just knocked again, though, louder. Finally, I got out of bed, with just my pajamas on, and opened the door. I didn't even have to turn the light on in the room because it was already daylight. Old Sonny and Maurice, the pimpy elevator guy, were standing there. "What's the matter? What do you want?" I said. Boy, my voice was shaking like hell. "Nothing much," old Maurice said. "Just 5 bucks. He did all the talking for the two of them. Old Sonny just stood there next to him with her mouth open and all. "I paid her already. I gave her 5 bucks. Ask her," I said. Boy, was my voice shaking. "It's 10 bucks, Chief. I told you that. 10 bucks for a throw, 15 bucks till noon. I told you that." "You did not tell me that. You said 5 bucks a throw. You said 15 bucks till noon, all right, but I distinctly heard you..." "Open up, Chief." "What for?" I said. God, my old heart was damn near beating me out of the room. I wished I was dressed, at least. It's terrible to be just in your pajamas when something like that happens. "Let's go, Chief," old Maurice said. Then he gave me a big shove with his crummy hand. I damn near fell over on my can. He was a huge son of a bitch. The next thing I knew, he and old Sonny were both in the room. They acted like they owned the damn place. Old Sonny sat down on the windowsill. Old Maurice sat down in the big chair and loosened his collar and all. He was wearing this elevator operator's uniform. Boy, was I nervous. "All right, Chief, let's have it. I gotta get back to work." "I told you about 10 times. I don't owe you a cent. I already gave her the 5... "Cut the crap now. Let's have it." "Why should I give her another 5 bucks? I said. My voice was cracking all over the place. "You're trying to chisel me." Old Maurice unbuttoned his whole uniform coat. All he had on underneath was a phony shirt collar, but no shirt or anything. He had a big, fat, hairy stomach. "Nobody's trying to chisel nobody," he said. "Let's have it, Chief." "No!" When I said that, he got up from his chair and started walking towards me and all. It looked like he was very, very tired or very, very bored. God, was I scared. I sort of had my arms folded, I remember. It wouldn't have been so bad, I don't think, if I hadn't had just my goddamn pajamas on. "Let's have it, Chief." He came right up to where I was standing. That's all he could say. "Let's have it, Chief." He was a real moron. "No!" "Chief, you're gonna force me into roughing you up a little bit. I don't want to do it, but that's the way it looks," he said. "You owe us 5 bucks. "I don't owe you 5 bucks, I said. "If you rough me up, I'll yell like hell. I'll wake up everybody in the hotel, the police and all." My voice was shaking like a bastard. "Go ahead. Yell your goddamn head off. Fine. old Maurice said. Want your parents to know you spent the night with a whore? High-class kid like you? He was pretty sharp in his crummy way. He really was. Leave me alone. If you said 10, it'd be different. But you distinctly... Are you gonna let us have it? He had me right up against the damn door. He was almost standing on top of me, his crummy old hairy stomach and all. Leave me alone. Get the hell out of my room, I said. I still had my arms folded and all. God, what a jerk I was. Then Sonny said something for the first time. Hey, Maurice, want me to get his wallet? She said. It's right on the whatchamacallit. Yeah, get it. Leave my wallet alone. I already got it, Sonny said. She waved $5 at me. See? All I'm taking is the $5 you owe me. I'm no crook.